Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos series. So we're learning a couple of nights in advance, given that Thursday is the fast of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. I didn't think that 8 o'clock p.m. after fasting the whole day and setting up for supper was going to work for me. So we decided to move the shiur to this evening. Keep in mind that it really is a Shiva Asar B'Tammuz shiur. We have a very special dedication this evening. The shiur is sponsored and dedicated by two first cousins, my dear friend and learning partner, Miriam Goodman, and her first cousin, Susie Von Vetter. Their mothers were sisters, and they are sponsoring in memory of their grandparents and their aunts and their uncles, who were taken from Hungary to Auschwitz on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. I'm actually going to list the names of those Kedoshim, because a few days ago, maybe it was last week, I think, Miriam sent me the picture of her mother's matzeva, and it lists her family who were murdered by the wicked Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, in memory of Rabbi Yehoshua Bar Avram Yehuda Halevi, which would be Miriam and Susie's grandfather, their grandmother, Sarah Bat Rav Henach, your mother's brothers, Shimshon and Moshe Yosef, and your mother's sisters, Bela, Zelda, and Devorah. And under their names, it says, it's hard for me to make out exactly from the picture, but that they were taken and killed in Auschwitz, taken on the 17th of Tammuz. It was 1944. Hashem Yumkom Damam. So when I speak about Holocaust victims, Rachmana Litzlan, I don't even like to say Aliyah Neshama. They do not lead on Aliyah Neshama. They were murdered, Al Kiddush Hashem, in the highest places of the Olam HaEmes. But we should say a Zechira Neshama, that this shiur should arouse us to zachar es asher salach al malik, to remember b'chol dor v'dor amdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. And yeah, look what the two of you, Miriam and Susie's mothers, went on to establish and rebuild from that churban. How apropos that a Shiva Asar B'Tammuz shiur, when we begin this period of churban and mourning, is dedicated to the memories of your families, your grandparents and your aunts and uncles, were taken to Auschwitz on 17 of Tammuz, Tehei Zechram Baruch, then Neshamos should be for a blessing, their memories should be for a blessing. We should all merit the ultimate Geula, B'mehera B'yaminu. I have a very interesting shiur. It's based on, I think it's fascinating, or I'm going to be sharing with you. It's based on a 2.5 minute video clip of Rav Elimelech Biderman. So someone sent it out the other day, 2.5 minute video clip of Rav Elimelech Biderman. And this whole shiur is going to be based on what he said. He said something very interesting. When we worry, or I shouldn't say worry, when we regret the past, human nature is, you make mistakes. You speak Lashon Hara, you regret it. You send your child to a school, you feel it was the wrong school, you regret it. You set up a shidduch, you might regret it. There are many things in life that we do that we regret. And sometimes when we regret our errors, we say, Lama, why did we do this? Or Lama Zekarali, why did this happen? When we talk about the past, so often what we say is, Lama, why did that happen? Why did I do that? Why did I speak Lashon Hara? I should never have done that in the first place. Lama. Sometimes I spend so much time regretting the past, especially events that happened to us in terms of Nisyonos. Why do bad things happen to good people? Lama. Why does that wonderful person have so much suffering? Lama. If we do something wrong, it's because, you know, we could do teshuvah. We can use the lama as an impetus for change. We should use the lama as an impetus for change. Hopefully, it will arouse us not to speak Lashon Hara again. But when it comes to questioning lama vis-a-vis the Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't have answers. So we say lama, but there is really no answer because Hashem is not going to tell us why. Rav Elimelech Biderman said, when it comes to worrying about the future, we say, oi, ma yihiyah. Ribbono Shel Olam, what's going to be? When we look at the world today, I often feel, ma yihiyah. That's going to be. So when we look at the past, we don't understand nisyonos and difficult situations. We say, Lama, why is this happening, God? Why are you doing this to me? Those are such wonderful people. Why did that happen? We don't understand Hashem's plan, so we say, Lama. And when we look at the future, we don't understand Hashem's plan, and we don't know what's going to happen, so we say, Oy, ma yihiyah. So Rav Elimelech Biderman said something very, very interesting. And what he said is that, I'm going to show it to you, I'm going to start screen sharing now. The gematria of Lama and Ma Yihyeh are the same. I'm going to start screen sharing. I prepared for you in a document to show. You should be able to see here. Here you have the word Lama, okay? Lamed is 30, Mem is 40, He is 5. The gematria of Lama is 75. Ma Yihyeh. Mem is 40, He is 5. So Ma is 45. Yihyeh, Yud is 10, He is 5. Yud is 10, He is 5. Ma Yihyeh is 75. You can do the math. Lama is 75. So Rav Elimelech, does everyone see this? It's right there. Well, the people who are driving might not be able to see it, but it's not a difficult gematria. You could do it at home, or you could even do it in your head. Lama is 75, and Ma Yihyeh is also 75. Rav Elimelech Biderman said, you know what else is 75? Bitachon. Look here. Beis is 2. Tes is 9. Ches is 8. Vav is 6. Nun is 50. Bitachon is also 75. So Rav Elimelech Biderman says, what do you learn from here? Instead of spending our time asking the futile question of Lama, because let's get real, there are no answers. Maybe I ask Lama, but why do I have my own failing? So I should use that Lama as an impetus for sheer, as an impetus for change. I should say, Sotaka, why did I do that sin? Sotaka, why did I talk Lashon? And I should try and change myself. But vis-a-vis the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no answer to Lama. So what's the point of asking Lama? We're never going to get an answer. I spend so much time worrying about the past, but there's no answer. And often we spend time worrying about the future. You look around today, between the COVID pandemic, the political situation, the world instability, the rise of anti-Semitism. We look around and we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma Yihyeh? There's no answer to that either. Why? Because I'm not a Navi and you're not a Navi. Only God knows. So what should I do with all this worry? The 75 of Lama. Why in the past? The 75 of Ma Yihyeh. What's going to be in the future? Rav Elimelech Biderman says, you know, you cancel it out. Bitachon. We see it right here. I wrote it out for you. When you have Bitachon, which is also 75, excuse me, and you don't have Lama, and you don't have Ma Yihyeh, because you place your trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not preaching to anyone. I'm not giving Musar. I'm a very normal person who also says Lama and Ma Yihyeh. It's a constant avoda to work on ourselves, to increase our amuna and bitachon, to cancel out that worry of Lama and Ma Yihyeh. Ricky Fishbein, many years ago, taught me something very interesting. The word da'aga, I didn't put this on the paper for you, it's very easy. The word da'aga, worry, is made up of dalet, aleph, gimel, hey, four letters. It's the first four letters of the alphabet, but it doesn't have a beis. Dalet, aleph, gimel, hey. So it's the beginning letters of the alphabet without the beis. Why? Because beis equals bitachon. And if someone has bitachon, they do not have da'aga. It's the same idea of Rav Elimelech Biderman. Da'aga is represented in lama. Lama zekoreli, why is this happening to me? Lama zekorala, why did this happen to her? You could ask lama from today till tomorrow. You could stand in your head till you're blue in the face. You don't understand Hashem's master plan. Ma Yihyeh, I'm not a Navi, you're not a Navi. I don't have the Urim V'Tumim, and there's no Baska coming down from Shemayim telling us Ma Yihyeh. So the way to get through the Da'aga is with Bitachon. And that's why Da'aga has the first four letters of the alphabet, but no base. Because if you have Bitachon, you do not have Da'aga. I'm not preaching to anybody, I'm giving myself Chizak. Maybe you could use Chizak also. It's hard, it's a challenge. When the world is so upside down, we have to remind ourselves of this bitachon, which equals 75. It's very interesting because, so that's the 2.5 minute shiur I already added on to. Okay, the 2.5 minute shiur that I heard, Rav Elimelech Biderman says, Ma Yihyeh, future, 75. Lama, past, 75. What cancels those out? Bitachon, 75. We know Lashon HaKodesh is so beautiful. Nothing's an accident. Every letter in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hashem's language, has a gematria, and those gematrias come to teach us something. In English, worry is worry, regret is regret, trust and faith are trust and faith. But in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not an accident that they're all 75. So I found this incredible. So when I think it was worth coming onto the shir to hear this. But when I was thinking about Rav Elimelech Biderman teaches, Baruch Pokeach Ivrim, I realized something. I'm going to screen share again. I shouldn't have stopped screen sharing because I want to go through the psukim with you. I want to show you something amazing. When we meet Avram Avinu, we meet him right at the end of Perek Yud Aleph in the book of Bereshis, Parashas Noach, when he begins the journey with his father, his orphan nephew Lot, his wife Yiska, Nachor and Milcah. They begin the journey, they get stuck in Haran. Avram Avinu's story really comes to the limelight in Parshas Lech Lecha. We actually meet him in the end of Perek Yud Aleph in Bereshis, but his story really comes to fruition in Parshas Lech Lecha. Perek Yud Beis of Bereshis. Vayomer Shem Avram, I'm screen sharing, so those who are not in transit could look at the psukim. Those who are in transit, I'm going to say everything untranslated. Vayomer Shem Avram, and God said to Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha me'moladecha me'beis avicha al artzo sherek yishina. When I was a grown elementary school in Eitz Chaim, this is the first pasuk I learned in Chumash. I still remember the tune in which I learned it. And God said to Abram, go for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house to the land that I will show you. This is a nisayon. Avram Avinu was tested with nisyonos. One of the nisyonos of Avram Avinu was Lech Lecha. You think, what's the big deal to move? I surmise if it wasn't such a big deal to move, we might not be in Chutz Arts anymore. Not only myself, but perhaps some of you would also be in Eretz Yisrael. It's not so easy to move. It's a nisayon. You learn that from Avram Avinu. Halvai we should have the courage of Abraham. So go to the land that God promised. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, Va'eschol Goy Gadol, I'll make you into a great nation. And my curses on the words, if you're following along with me, Va'ararachacha, I will bless you, Va'gadol Shemecha, and Eretz Yisrael will be great for you. I bless you, I'll make your name great. Va'heya Bracha, you will be for blessing. Va'avarcha Mevarachacha, I will bless those that bless you, Mekalalecha, or I will curse those who curse you, V'nivrichu B'chal Komish B'chos Adama. All the families of the earth will be blessed for you. Let's go back. Avram could have said, Lama, Ribbono Shel Olam, why are you making me leave? It's so comfortable. I have my kehila. I know he grew up with once of the Avodah Zarah. Use your imagination a little bit. I have my kehila. I have my wife has her neshem. And we have nice neighbors. And the supermarkets in Haran are so beautiful. Lama nitzarich. Laleich la'aretz acher. Why do I have to go to another land? And maybe Avram could have said, what's going to be in the new land? In fact, when he gets there, there's a famine in the land. Then he goes down to Egypt. Then his wife is taken. It wasn't all peaches and cream that God promised him. But Avram did not ask Lama. And Avram did not ask Ma Yihye. Because he was the father of Bitachon. This is incredible. Listen carefully. Look at Pasuk Dalet with me. This is so geshmak. Ayedech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. Avram went like God asked. Avram went like God said. No, Lama, why are you doing this? It's so tragic. I'm being kicked out of my home. I have to leave. I didn't get the market value for my house. You think I could schlep all my packages? I'm an old man. Now I should leave Akila. He didn't say, what will be when I get to the new land and there are strangers in the land and the Canaanim are in the land. I don't speak the language. I don't have money in that currency. Where am I going to live? He didn't ask. He didn't worry. He didn't say why. He didn't say what's going to be. We just saw the pasuk that says, Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. You know what Avram did when he had any sayon? He did whatever God said. I don't understand why, Lama. I don't know why you're here. I don't know what it's going to be. But Ribbono Shel Olam, if this is what you want from me, okay. And this is what I'll do. I didn't tell you the geshmak part yet. How old is Avram Avinu, the first age we are given in the Torah text, the first nisayon of Lech Lecha in the Torah text, the father of Amunah and Bitachon? We are Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim because we come from Avram Avinu. Avram who didn't say Lama. Avram who didn't say Ma'ayah. Avram who walked with his Bitachon, because the only way to cancel the Lama and the Ma'ayeses or beat him in is Bitachon. That's how you cancel out those negative 75s with the 75 of Bitachon. Do you think it's an accident? Avram's age? Then we meet him in the Torah by Lech Lecha. So I want you to see it for yourself. Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Dalet. Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. No questions. No, it's not like Michal Haaretz. It's asinine to say it in the same sentence. Why? What will be? You can't sleep at night. I'm so nervous. I don't know. Aaron went, like God spoke to him. Lot went with him. Lot was orphaned. This is unbelievable. But Avram ben, how old was Avram? You should be looking inside with me. Chamesh shanim v'shivim shana b'tseiso mecharan. Do you think that that's an accident? We could have met him at the age of 80. The Torah would have changed the narrative a little bit to adjust for his age. You would have come in 5 years earlier. The Torah could have introduced him at the age of 70. The Torah could have introduced him at the age of 65. Hashem could have introduced him whenever you want. When, at what age, do we meet Avraham Avinu as he is about to embark on the Nisayon of a lifetime? And Abraham went, just like God spoke to him. And Lot went with him. And Avram was Chamesh Shanim B'Shivim Shana B'Tseiso Mecharan. Avram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Why? Because he is not the person of Lama. Like weak, fearful, uncertain, Michal Haratz. And he's not the person of Ma'iya. In our generation, we always want to know what's going to be. What's going to be? So what's going to be? Avram didn't say what's going to be. Avram at the age of 75, Bitachon is also 75, picked himself up and he walked like God said. To relate to this ha'ara, to this idea, Rav Soloveitchik says, quote, had Avram Avinu asked questions, he would have lost the right to become the father of the Umma Yisraelis. Faith means not only to believe, but not to ask. I'm going to repeat it. Had Avram Avinu, this is a quote verbatim, had Avram Avinu asked questions, he would have lost the right to become the father of the Umma Yisraelis. Faith means not only to believe, but not to ask. Why does it mean not to ask? Because are we going to get an answer? You can ask, why did I do that sin? And use it for self-arousal, to change yourself. That's a wonderfully productive question. Do we understand why there's so much suffering in this world? We understand why your grandparents, grandmother, grandfather, I listed their names, aunts and uncles, along with thousands of other Jews, were slaughtered on Shivas Arba Tammuz in Auschwitz. I could ask Lama till I'm blue in the face. There's no answer. And I could ask Ma'ihia, standing on my head. And we don't know Ma'ihia. Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem, vayelech ito lot, v'Avram ben chamesh shanim, v'shivim shana, b'tseiso mecharan. Aaron, the master of faith and trust in God, picked up at the age of 75, canceling out the fear of Lama, the doubt of Ma'ihia. And he went just like God said, the Eved Hashem par excellence. And he imbued in all of us that koach. I was just listening to a shir by Rabbi Zev Lef, and he mentioned the Avraham Avinu's Nisyonos on Sunday. And he said, Avraham Avinu, passing his test, gave us, it was a totally different shir, trying to remember what he was actually speaking about. He said, Avraham Avinu, passing his tests, gave us all the courage to pass our tests. It's a genetic gift. It's a genetic trait. It's a genetic midah to take bitachon 75 and use that to combat the lama and the ma'ihia. Had Avram Avinu asked questions, he would have lost the right to become the father of the Umma Yisraelis. Faith means not only to believe, but not to ask. So don't panic. I surmise, like me, you also ask questions of God from time to time. I'm a human being. I'm not a God holder. Regular person. But while we ask, we really have the awareness that there is no answer. And we have to walk after God like Avram did, come what may. That's why the Baal HaTurim says on Lech Lecha, the gematria of Lech Lecha, another gematria for tonight's shir, the gematria of Lech Lecha is 100. Two Lamids, 30 and 30, 60. Two Chaf, 40 and 40, 20 and 20, 40. Lech Lecha is 100. Because the Baal HaTurim says from the age of 75, when Avram left Haran to Canaan, to the age of 175 when he died, for those 100 years, Avram Avinu walked after God. The last test in the Torah text, according to some commentators, Perchof Beis. It was after these things. Did I say Pasuk? Perichof Beis. And the Almighty tested Abram, and he called out him, and he said, Abram, and Abram said, here I am. What does he want from him today? Kachnes bincha sichidcha, asher haptas yitzchak, velechcha, al eretz hamaria, al achar harim asher eka, v'aleu sham la'ola. At the end of his life, towards the end of his life, God said, you know the child you waited so long for? There's l'lech l'cha again. Pick up the first test in the Torah text, l'lech l'cha, perek yibbeis. The last test, according to some commentators, most commentators, in the Torah text, they're both framed by l'lech l'cha. Go for yourself to the new land. And by the Akedah, l'lech l'cha al Eretz Moriah. And did Avram ask questions by the Akedah? I'm going to show you the psukim. Did Avram say, God, what are you talking about? Vayash came Avram baboker. Vayach. Oh, I didn't screen share. 1 second. I just went to the... Here we go. What's Avram's reaction to take your son, your only one, the one you love, Yitzchak, and go and put yourself to the land of Moriah and bring him up as an offering on one of the mountains? Pasuk Gimel. Vayash came Avram baboker. Avram woke up early in the morning, and Rashi says, Nizdareis the mitzvah. I remember Rabbi Lefshir was on the Akedah. Nizdariz l'mitzvah. He had zrizus for the mitzvah. Zrizus? If there's ever a time to say lama, lama, it's now by the Akedah. And if there's ever a time to say Ribono shel Olam ma yihyeh, it's by the Akedah. What did Avram do? He woke up early in the morning. Says Rashi, it's zrizus, alacrity for the mitzvah. Because at what age did he begin walking after God in the Torah text? 75. He lived his whole life by the gematria of 75, which is bitachon. His whole life. By not saying, what are you doing, God? And by not saying, oy veya krachts, what's going to be? I'm sure your mothers wondered. Ma yihya. That they picked up with the koach of a Jew. And that whole generation rebuilt. What Shivas are Batamas? It represents Golus and Churban. Not in one generation, not just by the hands of the Babylonians, not just by the hands of the Romans. And if Knesset Yisrael would give in to the Yeush, the despair of Lama and Maya, we wouldn't be here anymore. It's not normal Alpi Teva. It's literally not normal Alpi Teva that we're here. Tonight's sponsors, Miriam and Susie, come from Holocaust survivors. I come from 4 Holocaust survivors. Alpi Teva, we should literally not be here. But Knesset Yisrael has the koach of an Avram Avinu. And what's our koach? And it's greater than Lam, and it's greater than Mayihia. It's Bitachon. We think it's an accident that Aram is 75 when we meet him in the Torah text. What does this have to do with Pirkei Avos? Everything. Because what does the Mishnah say? In Parakei, Mishnah Dalet. You just read it this past Shabbos. Asara Nisyonos, Nisnasa Avram Avinu, Alav HaShalom. Abraham, our forefather, was tested with 10 tests. V'amad Bekulam. He withstood. He came out. He persevered. Your mothers... A whole generation. Ba'amad b'kulam. It's so easy to look at the world and give in to the ye'ush of Lama. And the despair and the fear of Ma'iya. But not if you're a child of Avram Avinu. If you're a child of Avram Avinu, you remember that Bitachon is 75. And you remember that Abraham began his walk at 75. And you remember Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Elav Hashem. Ba'amad b'kulam. He withstood them all. Lahodia says the Mishnah, Kama Chibasu Shal Avram Avinu Alav Hashem, to let you know how beloved, Chiba Yisera, how much love God has. How beloved is Avram Avinu. What were the 10 tests? It's interesting. In the Mishnah, excuse me, we are not told the 10 tests. So the Rambam has his count. Rashi has his count. I'm going to quote Rabbi Avadia Mibar Tanura, famous, famous commentator on the Mishnah. Italian. 13 to 14 to 1500s. one of the most famous commentators on the Mishnah. So Rabbi Vardi Bartunir says, what were the 10 tests? Because the Mishnah itself does not tell us the 10 tests. One, Ur Kastim. Now, this is not in the Torah text. Ur Kastim is mentioned by Rashi to Bereshis, Perikit Aleph, Pasuk Chav Ches. If you look at Rashi, at the end of Parshas Noach, chapter 11, verse 28, in Bereshis, you'll see the test of Ur Kastim. Nimrod threw him into the fiery furnace. But it's not listed in the Torah text. So according to the Bartanura, one was Ur Kastim, Sheishlicho Nimrod the Kivshanesh. I have a Mishnah in front of me, Maseches Avos, commentary of the Bartanura. I'm quoting directly from inside. So one was Ur Kastim, Nimrod threw him into the fiery furnace. Two, Lachacham Me'artzacha. But even though it's the second of his tests, according to the Bartanura, it's still the first test in the Torah text. Three, Vayihi Rav Baretz. He gets to the land where God said, it's going to be geshmak. You're going to like a paradise. It's a wonderful land. He gets to the land. You know what's in the land? Famine. You sent me here, I'm starving. Ma'yiyah. Why did he send me here? Lama Zafti et Beiti. Why did I leave my house? To come to a land where there's a famine? He didn't ask. Revi'i, Vatukha Ha'isha Beis Paro. So he goes down to Egypt because there's no food in Canaan. And Sarah is taken by Paro. Chamishi, Mechamas Hamlachim, Perak Yud Dalet, his nephew Lot is captured. He goes to war with the war of the four kings and the five kings. Shishi, Mamed Brisbane Habsarim, Sheher Ehu Shibun Malchus, Perak Tezvav. He is shown the foreshadowing of exile. Avram is told his children will be strangers in a strange land. That's a test. What parent wants to hear their children will suffer? Shvi'i, Perak Yud Zayin, Brismila. He undergoes Brismila at the age of 99, and the whole world thinks he's crazy. He was Avram Ivri because he was on one side of the river Hashkafakli and the whole world was on the other side of the world against him. But he does Bris Mila. Why? Because God told him, his Haleich Lefanei Behei Tamim. I think it's 17:3. God said, walk before me and be pure. And Avram didn't say, you know, I'm 99. You couldn't tell me a few years ago to do Bris Mila when it would have been a little easier. Lama Achshav. Lama Achshav ani kol kach zakein. He doesn't say that. He does Bris Mila. Shmini. Avimelech takes Sarah. Tishi, Garesha Amazos Vespina, the ninth sign is to send away Hagar and Yishmael. He's about Chesed par excellence. I should send away my own child. Asiri ha'akeda. The tenth is the test of the Akedas Yitzchak. Avram journeys with God from the age of 75, Gematria Bitachon, and every step he takes in the next 100 years, the Gematria of Lechacha, is a step of faith and trust in God. And he doesn't just walk for himself. From the Lechecha of Me'artzecha M'ladetcha to the Lechecha of Eretz Maria. He walks for all of us. He walked for all of us. And every step he took infuses another generation with the bitachon to keep going. To understand that yes, we may ask. Because it's natural that we have questions. It's normal that we don't understand. But with the realization that while we ask, we won't get an answer. It's not a stira to say, Hashem, I have questions, but I accept that there's no answer. And we have to daven, to have the bitachon of Avram, the 75 of Avram, to cancel out the lama and the ma'iyya. In fact, the Medrash says, Medrash Bereshis Rabbah, Parshas Vayera, Nunvav. I'm quoting from the Medrash inside. It was after the Akedah. So like, are you making me crazy? You told me you're going to have a child, that everything's going to be wonderful, and I'll have seed through this child, and now you tell me the shech of my child? And I shouldn't ask Lama? And I shouldn't ask Ma'iyah? So that's Michal, it's paraphrasing the Medrash, but I'm going to tell you what the Medrash actually says. Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Lefanov, after the Akedah, Abram said to God, Ribon Ha'olamim, Master of all worlds, when you told me, you know, Abraham, the son you waited so long for, why don't you take him and shech him on the mountain? I had a good answer back for you. I could have opened my pisk. I had something to say to you, God. I had an answer. Because you don't make any sense. Etmol amarta ki b'yitzchak kikar lechazara. Yesterday, proverbially yesterday, you promised me through this child, I will have seed, I will have doris, I will have generations. V'achar yichin yetzir b'chush gado. It'll be wonderful. I'll have one child, he'll build Knesset Yisrael. Yesterday you told me ki b'yitzchak kikar lechazara. Achshav, and now? Kachnas bincha, now you tell me to shecht him? It can't be both, which is it, God? Yesterday you told me, yes, this child will give you doros. Doros Yisharim. Today you tell me, go shech your child on a mountain. Hayali Mala Hashiv. I had a lot of questions. I had answers for you, meaning I could have talked back to you, God. Because what you're saying doesn't make sense. But I didn't ask Lamba. I didn't ask Ma Yehiya. Lo Asisi Kain. No, the Medrash says, V'chas V'shalom. Lo Asisi Kain. Avram says, Chas V'shalom. This is Medrash Bereishis Rabba Parshas Vayera Nunvav. V'chas V'shalom. Lo Asisi Kain. But you know, God, I did not open my mouth to you, even though a normal person would say, Lama, Zekoreli. And another person might say, Ma Yihye, Im Knesset Yisrael, Im Ani Shochet, Ata Ben Achshav. Chas V'shalom, Lo Asisi Kain. Ela Kavashti Rachamai La'asos Ritzoncha. You know what I did, God? I don't understand what you're doing, but I conquered my mercy for my child to do your will, Hashem, because I know that your will always prevail. And I know you have a master plan, and I know I can't understand it. So Avram says, Yihi Ratzo Mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu. May it be your will, Hashem our God. B'shashiyu Banav Shal Yitzchak Baimu De'averos U'maisim Ra'im. I know that my children won't be perfect. And when Yitzchak's seed, when Yitzchak's progeny, when Yitzchak's offspring, I Knesset Yisrael, that's averos. And when they do things that they shouldn't be doing. Tehei Nizkar Lehem Oso HaKeda. I ask you, God, to remember the sacrifice I made for you. I withheld my emotion of love and chesed for my child to do your will. Tehei Nizkar Lehem Oso HaKeda. Please, Hashem, remember this Akeda. Remember what I did. Remember what I sacrificed. My feelings for you, Tismalei Aleim Rachamim, you should sacrifice and conquer, God, so to speak, your feelings for me. V'midash Adam Modei Modedin Lo. I, Avram, didn't talk back to you. Because my whole life was a life of bitachon. My whole life was symbolized in, Avram was Chamesh Shana V'Shivim Shana V'Seis, Chamesh Shana V'Shivim Shana B'Tseis O'Micharan. My whole life is encapsulated in the number 75, which is bitachon. My whole life canceled out lama and ma yihya. So it's not just Micha Horet saying Avram could have asked questions. It's not just the Rav saying Avram didn't ask questions. It's the Medrash saying Avram had the ability, the line of reasoning, the debate points to talk back to God. Chas v'sham lo asisi kein. I closed my mouth. Asos v'tzanecha. So what do I want from you, Hashem, says Avram. When the children of Yitzchak do averos, because we're not perfect, we make mistakes. And when the children of Yitzchak come to Ma'isim Ra'im, please God, pay me back mida kenega mida. I conquered my emotion to do your will. You conquer your emotion of ka'as, chas v'sham, to do my will. You are the children of Avraham Avinu. Thousands of years later, we are still the children of our first mother and our first father, Avram and Sarah. The mantra of their life was a life of bitachon and emuna, that even when it doesn't make any sense, and even when we want to know the answer to Lama, and even when we don't know the answer to Ma Yihye, we keep going, growing, building, doing one step after another, bitachon filled, going in the ways of our father and our mother, Avram and Sarah. Just like your mothers, Miriam and Susie. Our family was slaughtered. They don't need our Ali and Neshama, but we should be zocha to give them a zechira Neshama. And that whole generation, and every generation that faces Churban, it's Shivas Arba Tammuz. Every generation that faces Churban, as a Jew, like Avram faced, Kachnes Pinchas Yichidcha Sh'ahavta, as Yitzchak. And we got up, and we rebuilt. We don't have the answers, but we trust that God has a plan. And we ask Him to conquer His anger against us, just like Avram Avinu conquered His emotion to do God's will. Halavai, we should be zocha to the end of days. What does the Gemara say? And an answer is unclear to Chazal. Tishbi. And what does it stand for? Teku, I'm sorry. Teku. What does Teku stand for? Tishbi yiva'er kushios uvayos. In the end of days, Eliyahu HaNavi will answer all of our lamas and all of our mayihiyas. But until then, We cancel out our doubt and our fears with the 75 of Bitachon. Following the path of Avram Avinu, Ba'asar Nisyonos, Nisnasa Avram Avinu Alav Hashalam, Ve'amad Bekulam. The neshamas of your grandparents and your aunts and uncles should have a zechira letova. We should be zocha. Now this time of mourning and avelus should be turned to a time of simcha and redemption. When taka tishbi yiva'er kushios uvayos. I thank you all for learning with me. I wish you a week of besuros tovos. If I could say a meaningful and easy shivas or batamos. And maybe it's not too early to say have a good Shabbos. Thank you all very, very much.